This is the BrisNet.com call-in show on the Horse Racing Radio Network. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776. Now, here's Bobby Newman and James Scully.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the BrisNet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I'm Bobby Newman, along with James Scully. It's your hour, HRRN Nation, to call in and talk about whatever you want in the world of thoroughbred racing. The number to get in is 888-966-4776. That's 888-966-HRRN. Welcome back, my good friend James Scully. James, how's everything going, my friend?
Going good, Bobby. After a slow week last week with no Kentucky Derby or Oaks preps, no real big races at all, we have two stakes packs programs at Fairgrounds at Turfway tomorrow or on Saturday. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for this Saturday and for the next couple weekends to come. And we'll get a much better picture of the Derby in a few weeks.
All right, I definitely want to get your opinions about the Louisiana Derby and the Jeff Ruby Stakes and maybe any of the undercard races that you're looking forward to as well. Biggest races last weekend, for the most part, were sprints. We saw the Chosen Vron, very impressive in winning the San Carlos at Santa Anita. We saw Jackson Traveler, super gutsy in holding off Tejano Twist in the Whitmore. In the grand scheme of the sprint division, are these horses that are at the top echelon? Are they horses that, you know, by the time we get to the Breeders' Cup in November, that we can look at the Chosen Vron and Tejano Twist and Jackson Traveler and horses like that and say, these horses could be serious contenders?
No, I don't think so. I think the best sprinter at Oaklawn, you know, is clearly that Skelly. And he skipped that race last weekend, and I guess he's aiming for the Count Fleet or maybe some other bigger target here in the future.
Is it possible he's going to the Dubai Golden Shaheen?
Oh, is that where he's going? Okay.
I don't know. He ran in Saudi, and it just seems like, you know, He ran well enough there. Why not run in another $2 million race at Dubai?
Yeah, and then you're going to have, we saw a good race, I thought, at Gulfstream last weekend in the Hutchison, you know, but that B-line was all out to hold on, but I still think he's very promising. He's 2-for-2 now for Riley Mott. The horse he beat in his maiden came back and broke his maiden in race number 7. But, you know, once again, like, the best 3-year-old sprinter out there is Bookham Dano, so that was a nice win for the Chosen Vron, but I wasn't too familiar with the horses he was running against in that field, and I don't think it was at DeBerk St. Carlos.
Getting back to B-line, he's a horse that I was actually really looking forward to playing last weekend. Unfortunately, I think the whole world thought the same thing I did. It was bet down to 4-5, so I skipped. I didn't take the 4-5, and I will admit, when they got to about the quarter pole or midway on the turn, I was patting myself on the back for not making the bet. Holy cow, was he gutsy.
Yeah, that's one of those performances where, he certainly didn't run to expectations in a sense, but he looked beat at the top of the stretch, and he really dug in gamely and just kept fighting all the way to the wire. So, you know, to me, you know, you find a way to get a job done, and you get some really good experience in the process. So that bodes well for him. You know, that horse that ran second, I don't know if he, you know, I was surprised that it wasn't one of the other main rivals in there that really challenged him late. But, yeah, I mean, he's 2-for-2 now, and he's going to be aiming for some grade run races this summer. That's when the 3-year-old sprint races really start heating up.
All right, once again, the number to get in is 888-966-4776, 888-966-HRRN. I'm not going to mention this other than right now, or if somebody calls and wants to talk about it. James, have you heard anything? There is a big meeting with the California Horse Racing Board today, and I thought it was supposed to already take place, and one of the things that they're going to talk about is whether or not they're going to allow this 26 or 27-day meet at Pleasanton. in October, November, December. And the reason I ask is obviously we're interested whether there's Northern California racing, but there was some sort of a threat put out by the folks who own Santa Anita saying that if racing is permitted in to continue in Northern California, it could force them to close or sell Santa Anita. Now, we don't know if this is an idle threat or not, and if racing doesn't go on in Northern California, if it's not allowed to go on, then it's moot anyway. But the meeting was supposed to be today. Have you read anything about this?
I have not. I haven't seen anything. I saw some comments about the threat they made, and you know, it sounded sort of unfortunate, but I don't know what's gone on at the meeting. I don't have any details on that.
Yeah, I don't want to give my opinion on the position that Santa Anita and the folks that own it are taking unless it actually comes to fruition. That only matters depending on what the CHRB rules. So we're looking for that information. Meanwhile, maybe some of our callers or listeners know better than us. Let's go out to the phones. Brian in South Florida. Welcome to the BristNet.com call-in show.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I do definitely have an update for you on last racing and also have a pick for this weekend. Maybe I could get my pick out first. The pick I have for this weekend, I like Web Slinger to win race 10 at the fairgrounds on Saturday. I think it's the Munoz Memorial.
Yes.
And then I did break out some time from work today, and I did hear some of most of the CHRB meeting. It was apparently well attended by a lot of Northern California horsemen, and there was a nice presentation made by the North California people. They presented and ultimately received approval for the dates from the CHRB. They'll also have to, as kind of normal course, I think early summer, there's some additional approval that's kind of customary that they'll have to get as well, which might be another opportunity for the people from the South to push against it. But Josh Rubenstein from Del Mar and Craig Fravel of Santa Anita, as well as the TOC, including some specific members of the TOC, spoke for the South. Overall, Craig Frail was pretty much universally shouted down and admonished for his behavior, for the tone of the letter, threatening the board and putting things on the CHRB to decide on a North versus South. I think what I believe what's ultimately going to happen, I mean, I think the North has won kind of this battle, and they'll have another opportunity early summer to confirm up their plans a little further. But I think they'll have another shot, the South, to take a bite of the apple to try to basically shut down Northern California racing there. Overall, besides that, the CHRB and others said, hey, please work together. It's only going to work for California in the long run if we work together. But it seems like, you know, the guys in the South wanted the money from the simulcast to kind of fill in the hole for their purse money. And I'll pause there.
All right, wait, before you go. So first of all, really appreciate you filling us in and you taking the time out of your day to listen to what was a different kind of a CHRB meeting. On a lighter note, why is it you like Web Slinger so much in the Munis?
So I think he has a better post position than the 13 horse, I'm Very Busy, which he won against head to head. They both went, I believe they raced together at Gulfstream at the Pegasus. I think he's got a better post position and a definite upgrade in the jockey moving from Zayas to Flavian Pratt. I think he's going to get it done, and he's going to be a better price likely than the 13 horse, because I think there's going to be a lot of money on Irad and Chad Brown.
All right. Well, really appreciate the call, Brian. Thank you so much for calling in. By the way, James, Web Slinger is also a horse who's run pretty well on non-firm turf courses in his career, and it's not only raining on and off now at Fairgrounds. It's supposed to rain tonight and most of tomorrow. Going to be nice on Saturday, but if they stay on the turf for the Saturday card, my guess is that it may be a little bit of give in the ground.
Yeah, that's definitely possible, and I'll just say it. I agree with Brian's take on Webb Slinger. You know, this is a colt that won a couple stakes last summer, including a grade two. And I loved his next second in that Hollywood Derby, two starts back. I just think he's a better horse than I'm Very Busy right now. And I agree completely. I was stunned to see him at 4-1 on the morning line. I've seen people talking about him, and I think there's a big buzz, and I think he'll be half that price. I think he'll open up as a real short favorite. He might drift up a little bit, but, you know, he's got a tough post. He's a type that, you know, he's run second or third at 4 of his 8 starts. He's never won a stakes race. And I don't think he was ever going to catch Warm Heart. I like these horses that make this huge, dramatic, like just eye-catching rally to run second or third, because I think those performances can be misleading, and those horses are almost always overbet the next time. And from post 13, you know, I like Webb Slinger, and there's a couple others in there. So I'm going to play against I'm Very Busy in the Muniz Memorial.
All right, and the other part of the information that Brian so graciously gave to us is that it sounds like there's a very good chance that there will be racing in Northern California this fall at Pleasanton, October through December. And my guess is, depending on how things go then, they would decide whether they what kind of dates they may or may not want to apply for in 2025, whether it be the spring or the fall, you know, aside from the fairs. And obviously the folks in Southern California are not very excited about this news. Let's get one more call in before the break. Paul in Connecticut, you're on the Brisnet.com call-in show.
Hey, Bobby and James, can you hear me okay?
All good, Paul. How are you?
I want to weigh in a little bit on an emotional level on California racing. I prefer the fair meetings than Del Mar, but I love looking at Santa Anita, and I'm actually doing okay there relative to the takeouts and all. So my stake in the ground is I love watching California racing due to the time difference, and the evening is when I prefer betting because I get geared up after working and doing things during the day. But that aside, the Thoroughbred Daily News had an article about the betting whales in the Elite Turf Club. The date was today's edition. Did you guys read that?
I have not seen it yet.
No, I didn't see it.
Well, guys, I encourage you to read it because while I'm a proponent of what goes on, look, if you want to bet $100 million and, you know, you cut arrangements, I understand it. But it's extremely granular and a bit unnerving at the same time. And it may surprise some people how in-depth I know this stuff, but I'm referencing the fact that a few times I told you guys I'm a CPA and a finance guy. So I look at this more analytically, like a fascinating business model, as I talked to another CPA buddy of mine. But ultimately, it's the demise of the recreational bettor. If the average guy reads that article, and it's very, very creditable, they're going to get unnerved. But at the same time, I still bet because it's recreation and I enjoy the Webb Slinger discussion. And I want you guys to read it. And maybe next week you could offer an opinion. I know it's a sensitive subject to some people.
Well, I think, Paul, I think the gist of it is that, you know, if you're somebody who plays on a rare basis, you know, I'm talking not even like just a Saturday kind of thing. You know, if you're playing a few times a year, once or twice a month, you're not going to care. You may notice smaller pace, but somebody who likes to play daily or maybe every Saturday and Sunday is going to start feeling the hit of, hey, when I win, I'm winning less, and so it's harder to win.
Oh, my God. I keep records. I'll say one other thing. It's more of a personal thing, Bobby. I've done this twice with you. I'm on LinkedIn. I sent you an invitation. I'm Paul, the guy. If you look me up, maybe I'll send one again. Not that you have to accept me.
No, well, you know what? I appreciate it, and I will accept it. I'm one of the apparently rare people in this world that I don't accept friends on Facebook unless I actually know who these people are.
Oh, no, that's okay.
You know, say I have friends who have 4,500 Facebook friends. Like, really? I mean, do you know? No, whatever. I don't care.
I'll make you laugh. Maybe I can make you laugh. I am not on Facebook, but I'm very networked with people in my industry, mostly food service and services and healthcare and restaurants. But I'm more networked now with racing people, and it's because sometimes people say things that are so granular on there that you start following it and you do some research and I don't know if you have much of it. It's kind of, you could be cynical about all these social media things, but I sent you an invitation. I go, why would he respond to this? But I'm Paul from Connecticut who sent you an invitation. Maybe I'll try it again. Okay.
I appreciate it, Paul. Thanks so much for calling in. All right. Lot there in the first segment. If you're on the lines, please hang on. We have to take a break. We'll come back. Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN.
You're listening to the Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then Brisnet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. Brisnet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at Brisnet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at Brisnet.com/APR. The Brisnet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit Brisnet.com for all this information and more and discover why Brisnet is the handicapper's edge.
Race to Twin Spires, where you can unlock a $25 risk-free bet. Just use the code HRRN25 when you sign up. And if your first bet doesn't win, Twin Spires will refund your account up to $25. Wagering on the app is fast with free past performances, insider picks, and power plays every day you wager. Twin Spires. Download the app today to earn your $25 risk-free bet. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 18 or older, 21 and older where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The race is on at Sam Houston Race Park. Don't miss a minute of the action now through April with thoroughbred stakes racing every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's something different every weekend, including special events that are fun for the whole family. And of course, we're the place for live music and great drink specials every Friday, along with delicious dining and the best Sunday brunch around. So race in for all the excitement at Houston's best bet for fun and entertainment. Sam Houston Race Park. Visit SHRP.com for details.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Kurt Becker. Join me each week on the Equine Forum as I take you on a stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. This week, I look back at the racing career of Governor Gray. Listen live on the Equine Forum every Saturday morning on Sirius 162 or XM 207, or visit our website at horseracingradio.net to access the archives and enjoy past editions. It's a stroll through racing history with me, Kurt Becker, presented by Keeneland, only here on HRRN.
This is the Brisnet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN.
That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. RaceNet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Bobby Newman, James Scully. Number to get in, 888-966-4776. That's 888-966-HRRN. Out to the phones we go. Chris in New Jersey, welcome to the show, my friend.
Bobby, James, how you guys doing?
Gearing up for some real big three-year-old races the next few weeks, my friend. Did we lose Chris?
Support tomorrow.
Wait, say that. Chris, you're in and out. I know you're in your car. I couldn't hear what you said.
Can you see now? Hopefully the reception is better.
A little bit.
All right. You want me to hang up and call back?
No, let's keep going. It sounds good now.
All right. You want to get it over with? I got
No, I want to hear what you have to say. I don't want you to keep me hanging, buddy.
I'm just giving you a hard time. First, that last caller, Paul, I read that article about computer-assisted wagering and the deal that they get at – this guy's from Australia, it sounds like – the deal that they get at Del Mar and the other tracks. It's worth 10 minutes of your time to read it. I thought it was pretty interesting. The one thing it confirmed for me is what I've been doing is it confirmed that I should continue to play the late pick five at the Naira tracks and the cross country pick five because the CAW money is excluded from those pools. So if you pick and choose your spots and look, you can get away from those monsters and those whales and have a fair chance to actually try to win some money. With respect to, I'm very busy. James, I hate to do it. I know he's marooned out on the 13 post, but there's a long run up to that first turn. And I got four letters for you, James. IRAD. There's a reason my man IRAD is coming in to the fairgrounds. He thinks that horse is one of his big turf horses this year. I don't think he's coming into the fairgrounds to ride that Fletcher horse in the Louisiana Derby. I think he's there for one reason and one reason only. I'm very busy. I'm going to play I'm Very Busy and Web Slinger and those two alone in the pick five, and that's it. And with respect to the Fairgrounds Oaks, I'm against Tarifa. I think that Intricate's going to turn the tables on her, and I'll play Our Pretty Woman. And the question that I would ask you guys is, when you look at Oak Lawn and you look at the fairgrounds, most of these races, you know, the dirt races, they come down to Asmussen against Cox. And the way to make money is if you could somehow beat them. And if there ever was a pick five sequence where Cox didn't win a race or Asmussen didn't win a race in the sequence at the fairgrounds or at Oak Lawn on one of these big days, you could probably retire. With that said, my question is, that double race 8 and race 9 at Oak Lawn is nice. That Hot Springs with the 3-year-old colts into the Essex. What horse is most likely to beat the Asmussen entries and the Cox entries in the Hot Springs? What horse is most likely to beat the Cox entry and the Asmussen entry in the Essex? Same question for the two third stakes at Fairgrounds, who's going to beat Cox and Asmussen in the New Orleans Classic, and who's going to beat Cox and Asmussen in the Louisiana Derby? And I'll hang up, and I wish you guys the best of luck, and keep up the great work.
All right, appreciate the call, Chris. So obviously Chris is a big fan of the horse that IRAD is riding in the Muniz Memorial, I'm Very Busy. But he's wondering, handicapping-wise, if you can beat the Asmussens and Cox horses at Oak Lawn and Fairgrounds in the other races. So let's just talk about them, starting with the Louisiana Derby. Obviously, it's the biggest race of the weekend, and the marquee event of the Fairgrounds meet goes as race number 12, full field of 12. And Asmussen is going to have a big say with both Track Phantom and Hall of Fame. First of all, do you give Hall of Fame a pass for that race in the Risen Star on the wet track? He was certainly highly regarded off his maiden win.
Yeah, I do a little bit. I mean, you know, he ran better when he was up, like, more prominent early in that maiden win. He got a little bit behind horses in that Risen Star. Definitely came up flat, you know, by the, you know, end of the far turn. But, yeah, I mean, you know, that's a tough spot. It's your, like you said, it's your first race against winner. So I could see giving him a pass. And I could see him working out a good trip. I mean, he might not be on the lead, but – you know, I look at An Aquarium, and you know, he's up there prompting the pace in his last two, but I just don't think he's that quick from the starting gate. And outside of, you know, the big favorite, the morning line favorite, Asmus's horse, Track Phantom, you know, you're looking at, you know, maybe somebody like Next Level or somebody else. There's what I'm saying is I don't see much pace in that race, so I could see Hall of Fame rebounding with an improved performance. To answer, to answer Chris's question, you know, in the Louisiana Derby, if somebody was to beat Asmus, and I look at that Common Defense. I think that horse is moving forward. He's a little intriguing for McPeak in there. And, you know, I obviously think, you know, in the Hot Springs, those, both Asmus and Cox are loaded. But I glanced at that Essex, and I thought it was a little bit more wide open. And in the New Orleans, I do think that Louisiana bred is versatile enough to sit second or third if he needs to. And he loves that track, and he's real sharp right now. Touch Upon a Star. And I know he's cross-entered, but I don't see how you take a horse that's the morning line favorite in a grade two stake and scratch him out of that race to run in some other race. I mean, I would definitely think Touch Upon a Star is going to run in that New Orleans Classic. And I think he's a serious contender in there. I mean, he beat a horse two starts back in Tumbarumba, who came right back to win a grade two at Gulfstream Park. And, you know, I don't think Best Actor and those horses, Red Route One, are all that much. And I think that Touch Upon a Star has a big chance.
All right. I don't know if we fully answered all of Chris's questions, but we did give him something to think about. And he obviously is very strongly behind IRAD's horse in the Munis. So,
and I'll just say this. I think he's going to open. I was in a little bit of an argument about this, but I think he's going to open at like 8-5 or 9-5. And I think you'll be lucky to get 2-1 on him. I think he's going to be absolutely bet off the board, and people think that I'm very busy. He's going to come into Fairgrounds and crush him in that New Orleans handicap, in that Munoz Memorial. So I do think that that price is just absolutely ridiculous on paper.
Well, maybe Chris thinks that 8-5 is a fair price on that.
Right?
Horse.
No, he does. He loves him, and more power to him. And he's playing pick five, pick, you know, he's going to be playing multi-race sequences, and, you know, there's going to be opportunities for prices elsewhere, perhaps. So, you know, I look at that that Bayou pick five. It's a dollar minimum, 15% takeout between the stakes at Turfway and Fairgrounds. And outside of that, like, you know, Fairgrounds Oaks, all those fields have like, huge fields.
All right. By the way, did we get your pick in the Louisiana Derby?
No, I mean, I like Track Phantom. I like Track Phantom wire to wire. And if I'm going to bet that race, I'm going to shop around at those exactas and play Common Defense, like right underneath him in a straight exacta. As far as the Fairgrounds Oaks, you know, but I think I do think Tarifa and Intricate are the horses to beat. But I'm a little intrigued by this Accommodate Eva. I think this Louisiana bred filly comes off a real fast race on a fast track, going a mile last time. And I wouldn't be surprised if she hit the board at least. And if there was going to be an upset in that race, I would take a look at that Dallas Stewart filly, because that last race was pretty strong.
All right, let's go back out to the phones. Charles in Mississippi, welcome to the Brisnet.com call-in show.
Good to be welcome, Bobby. Good to be welcome. Today's my birthday, Bobby.
Happy birthday, my friend. You know what that means for me, don't you?
Yeah. I know exactly what that means for you.
And I'm not being a wise guy. It means it's my anniversary. We know that we're related in one way or the other.
What number is it, Charles?
74. I'm 74.
All right. Happy birthday, my man.
Thanks. And look, to me, I'm just going to give you that Common Defense. he's begging for more ground, okay? That Rebel was a lot tougher race than a lot of people give him credit. I'm just telling you, you better keep an eye on him. And the other thing is, you know, last week I talked about getting cracked.
Yeah. Yep, we remember.
All right. I had four bets at Oakland Park that I truly loved last Saturday. I loved Happy Mac in the first. In the third race, I loved that Musical Maestro. And, Bobby, James, this is what happened to Charlie. I play a 4-7 exacta. I play a 4-7-2 trifecta. I play a 4-7-2-3 superfecta. I hit all four of them. And I'm looking at the board, and there's an inquiry right at the finish line. And guess who gets pulled down on the 6-1-7 horse?
I know. And that was a tough DQ. I've seen a couple of those at Oakland.
James.
I would have left in a heartbeat.
That's exactly what I did. Mm. You're exactly. I got my paraphernalia, and I hit the bricks. And people, you know, I'm just telling you, you know you can't win after that. I mean, that was one of the most ridiculous calls. I mean, and look, whether it's going against me or not, this is what I'm saying. When I was talking about betting money, there's 28,000 things that can go wrong and only one thing that can go right, guys. And don't be, I mean, whether you're betting football, poker, blackjack, something bad can happen to you guys. And that's just an example. I go from maybe winning $8,000 to, well, I think I had, I win $400 on the win ticket, James. I win $400 on the win ticket. So that's what I'm talking about. But
are you getting back to Oakland this weekend?
Oh, yeah. You think I can? Of course. All right. Look, I don't, you know, just because you get a head cold, you don't give up on eating supper, baby. Come on. I just knew I couldn't.
I hope you somehow found Kelsey Haar at $86 in the sixth today.
No, I didn't. I had to go. I didn't get over there today. But anyway, that's just what I tell you. I took my medicine and I hit the picks, you know. And, you know, I knew I could never win, Bobby. And do you remember what happened the last time we were at Oakland Park together?
Yes, I do.
Name the two things that happened, Bobby.
Well, there were several things, but one thing that happened is you found my friend's missing voucher in a machine.
All right, yeah, I did that. Now, but I would do that for anybody, whether it was your friend or not. And I didn't even know that was your friend. I just, that's one of my pet peeves at the track when somebody finds a voucher and they don't give it back, you know. And but anyway, Russia invaded Ukraine. And the other thing that happened that day, Bobby, was Secret Oath won the Honeybee.
Yeah, two things that I'm not a fan of.
Hey, I saw where it was Secret Oath's birthday, like today or yesterday or today.
Yeah, it's close, isn't it? Well, look, guys, I love y'all to death. And all the way back from the tracks, my wife, when I looked at her, she said, man, you're home early. I said, well, I got cracked. I just said, I just knew. You know when that mojo's against you, Bobby?
Yes, I
that
do.
That mojo is, you know, I know you and James don't listen to blues music. But there's an old blues song called Parchment Farm Blues. And it goes something like this. I got 100 pounds of cotton in my sack. And I got a 12-gauge pointed at my back. And with that thought, I will let you. I love you guys. I love the show. I'm listening, and I'll be playing tomorrow, guys. Okay? Good luck this weekend, everybody.
All right, you too. Have fun out at Oakland this weekend, Charles. Thanks for calling in. All right.
Thanks, Charles.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, phone lines are open. Give us a call, 888-966-4776. Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN.
You're listening to the Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN. The phone lines are open.
Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BristNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BristNet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BristNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BristNet.com/APR. The BristNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BristNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BristNet is the handicapper's edge.
Race to Twin Spires, where you can unlock a $25 risk-free bet. Just use the code HRRN25 when you sign up. And if your first bet doesn't win, Twin Spires will refund your account up to $25. Wagering on the app is fast with free pass performances, insider picks, and power plays every day you wager. Twin Spires. Download the app today to earn your $25 risk-free bet. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 18 or older, 21 and older where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are plenty of thrills at Gulfstream Park with live thoroughbred action Friday through Sunday and simulcasting 7 days a week. Join us on track for weekend stakes races, dine trackside in 10 ponds with an elevated view of the track, and grab a cool cocktail in the Carousel Club. For reservations, tickets, and more, head to GulfstreamPark.com.
Would you know what to do in a poison emergency? Would you know whom to call? Well, the answer is Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Poison Help is a 24/7 government hotline staffed by poison experts. It's free to call and available in over 100 languages. Every second counts in a poison emergency. Don't waste it wondering who to call. Save Poison Help in your phone today. 1-800-222-1222.
Want to get the latest HRRN content directly on your computer or mobile device? Then subscribe to our podcast using the Podbean app or Apple Podcasts. Just go to hrrn.podbean.com on your computer and click follow, or download the Podbean app and search HRRN. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts and listen to our latest episodes anytime. Don't miss a thing. Subscribe to our podcasts today.
This is the BristNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. BristNet.com call-in show here on HRRN. Bobby Newman, James Scully. Number to get in, 888-966-HRRN. James, what kind of specials at Twin Spires and BristNet this week?
Well, at BristNet, I mean, we're going to have like a bunch of reports available for Fairgrounds' big day of racing. It's their final weekend there, and they have the Louisiana Derby, Fairgrounds Oaks, six stakes scheduled for Saturday, and then some stakes races Sunday. And at Twin Spires, we have got a profit boost on for win. Exacta, Trifecta, and Superfecta winning wagers, where you get a 15% profit boost on every race all day Saturday and at Fairgrounds at Turfway. We've got like 15% win bonus at Turfway as well, and all these hit it and split it promotions. So make sure you go to Twin Spires, check out the offers page, and opt in. We've got a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
All right, before we get back out to the phones, where is your best bet this weekend, James?
I'm going to the Jeff Ruby Stakes at Turfway, and, you know, that's their biggest race of the meet, and they got 12 horses in the field, Bobby, and none of them ran at Turfway last out. The horse I like in there is number 6, Northern Flame. And this is a horse that broke his maiden on the wire-to-wire last fall at Churchill Downs. Ran 4th and 5th in his first 2 stakes from off the pace. But I love the improved speed he's shown in his last 2 races. And that race 2 starts back. That was a pretty nice allowance race at Oaklawn. He led all the way under Leperu. And even though in the Rebel it says 2nd at the start, he broke on top in that race, conceded the lead to Carbone, and was under a huge hold, prompting him in 2nd throughout before passing him in the stretch and running 3rd. You know that Sierra Leone, Forever Young, and Northern Flame are all out of half-sisters. They're all, like, first cousins. They're all from, like, this regally, like, stakes, got a bunch of turf classes, N.O. Rob Roy. Northern Flames by Flame Away. He led all first crop sires with 4 stakes winners last year. 2 of them were on synthetics. Heck, he was hitting at a better than 50% rate on synthetics entering this year as far as in the money run performers. His offspring loves synthetics. Northern Flame is taken to the synthetics. He's going to break on top with Julian Leperu, and he's going to lead wire to wire in the Jeff Ruby Stakes Saturday. That's my pick of the week.
All right, first time on the synthetic surface, Northern Flame. Looking for the wire-to-wire win in the Jeff Ruby. Let's go back out to the phones. Tom in St. Louis, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thanks, guys. How are you today?
All good, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Well, first of all, I'd like to wish our friend Charles a happy birthday. Charles, every week, enjoy the call. When I get to my mother's on Saturday, my mother's 70-some years old, the first thing she says is, she says, did Charles call the show this week? And I've got to look it up on Spotify and play it for her. She loves Oaklawn, always liked going there when my father was training. And, you know, it was always a big deal to make the trip when I was a little kid going to the IQ Zoo and the alligator farm and all the little stuff. And it's always been something. And, Charles, you make this show worth listening to every week, my friend. And I know I speak for more than just myself as a listener.
I appreciate that, Tom. What else going on, my friend?
Question. I see that Giroux is named on Nash in Hot Springs, and then he's also named on Alpine Princess in the Fairground Oaks. And unless they clone the man, he can't be in 2 places at once. Would bettors assume he's going to ride in Oaklawn or at the Fairgrounds?
Alpine Princess is running in the Bourbon at Oaks at Turfway. So she's going to scratch out of that race at Fairgrounds. And let me look it up real quick. Luis Saez is going to ride her at Bourbonette Oaks. So he's going to be at Fairgrounds riding Nash and any other mounts.
Okay, thank you. That's why I go to you guys. I know I usually bash some of these 3-year-old races. I got to tell you, this Louisiana Derby, if you take a deep look at it and do the old Tom Hammond, you know, introduction as they come on the track and make an argument, you can make an argument for a lot of these horses. And I don't know if anybody else has done this, but if you look at the horses 1 through 5, that's purchase prices of $3.025 million worth of racehorses. And I know Track Phantom's the way a lot of people go, but I'm going to throw 2 little upsets at you. Agate Road, the first time on dirt, really kind of showed something. I know some people might not think the Davis was a very good prep, but, I mean, he didn't embarrass himself with running, you know, past No More Time, who came back and, you know, battled fairly well in that last race. I don't necessarily agree with how he's going to train up to the Derby, No More Time, but, you know, for first time on dirt, I thought that was pretty good. And I agree, somebody mentioned Common Defense earlier. I think that horse really, you know, it's not so much that horse improved so much in the Rebel. I just think, unlike the stablemate Mystic Dan, I think that horse did not like the mud and ran, you know, that bad in the Southwest. I just think that, you know, I just think those are 2 horses at a price that you need to throw into the exotics. Just my 2 cents.
All right, appreciate the call, Tom. So he thinks Agate Road and Common Defense both have chances at least to be on the ticket in the Louisiana Derby. I think Charles also liked Common Defense a lot in the Louisiana Derby.
And both of them, well, I guess Tom in defense is 6-1, but Agate Road's 8-1. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's a little bit shorter price than Tom in defense because, yeah, I thought Tom made a good point about that Sam F. Davis. I mean, I'll just add on to it. I mean, he didn't get out of the gate well. He was way too far back. I thought he really finished, like, full of run. It was a good second in my eyes, and I'd be looking for a better trip, and, you know, if he progressed off that effort, yeah, he's in with a chance to win that race for sure. So I don't fault anybody for liking either one of the horses Tom mentioned.
All right, let's go out to the phones, get another call-in before the break. Vinny in California, welcome to the BrisNet.com call-in show. Hey, Vinny.
Hey, Bobby, it's Vince.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. My alarm's going off on my phone. Could you hear that? Is that bothering you? Hold on.
No, I can't hear it, but it's better than the check engine light on your car.
Okay, I shut that off. Well, I need to get home. I'm in a secret location. I got to make sure I'm home by 5. I'm on the 605, Bobby, and it's bumper to bumper.
Good luck, my friend.
So listen, I've been away. Remember I left the show saying I was going to be on the Super Bowl. That was interesting, Bobby. A steel chair fell off right in front of the Mandalay Bay and cracked my windshield. Lucky we didn't die, and I was in the passenger seat right when we were pulling into Vegas for 10 days. And so we made it through that.
Wait. What fell off the Mandalay Bay? What?
Wait. Me and my son were going up to Vegas. Remember, I was working the halftime show of the Super Bowl. We were pulling in, like, on January 29th, we had to stay there 10 days. Right as we're in front of the Mandalay Bay going 75 miles an hour, a truck had a chair, and it came off his truck, a steel chair, and shattered my windshield. Luckily, it didn't come through the windshield. I probably would have been killed. And so that was really my first scary. I mean, I've been driving to Vegas since I was 14, but that was a real, and it happened so fast. I mean, I would have been dead and wouldn't even know it hit me. There was nothing we could do. Just happened so quickly. So we made it through that. The Super Bowl was good. What did you guys think of the halftime show? Did you enjoy it?
It wasn't really my kind of thing.
Yeah. I didn't watch a lot of it.
Can I say it that way? It wasn't my thing.
Okay. I got you. Well, and then I was up there last week with Steve and Rick Hammerly. I was just sitting there next to him. Man, you know, I want to give him some credit because I was watching him work, and Rick Hammerly really was doing an excellent job. He was looking up every horse, and people were giving him, you know, talking, and he was really doing an excellent job as a sidekick. And the guy made an incredible run from 64th to win it all. I mean, what a day, right, to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, life changer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a hell of a day. So let's take it up to the Louisiana Derby. I have three horses, and as I heard the entries being announced, it got worse and worse. I also was waiting for Agate Road to come back. So that was a play I've been sitting on. But I also, if you watch, and maybe everyone should watch the race, watch Catching Freedom and see how he was closing in the last race. I think it was the Risen Star. I think he's going to have a big say in the. And I'm probably going to go with Catching Freedom because he ran over the track. We really don't know about Agate Road, how Agate Road's going to do at Fairgrounds. You know, that could be a chancy drawback to bet that horse. So I'm probably going to go with Catching Freedom on Saturday.
All right, so Catching Freedom is a horse that Vince likes at 4-1 on the morning line. Never run a bad race in his career. Appreciate that, Vince. I'm going to give Vince a little bit of a tip. First of all, if you just make sure that you get off the highway at Flamingo, because you need to go to In-N-Out Burger right there anyway, then you then you stay away from all these problems that are in front of you when you're zooming. And by the way, I don't know how you're going 75 on the highway past the Mandalay Bay anyway, or on the, you know, because it's like bumper to bumper. Every time you go through there, these days in Vegas, day or night. It's just unbelievable how bad the traffic is right there. But
yeah, it is bad there. And we were blessed because that was the trip was sensational. And you absolutely are right, Bobby, because when you get to there, it's usually gridlock. But we were flying right through. They had a great trip coming up there, and then all of a sudden hell broke loose. But we survived it, and but that's a real difficult race. Don't kid yourself on Saturday. That Louisiana Derby, if you're using pick fours and pick fives, I've talked it over with a couple people. You need to probably go 3 to 5 deep in that race, really. No joke, if you want to make it through, because it's a very difficult race.
All right, appreciate the call, Vince. Thanks very much, and drive safe, and get home by 5 o'clock, my friend. Good luck on the 6:05.
All right, good luck, Vince.
We need to take. We need to get one more break in. This is the BrisNet.com call-in show on HRRN.
You're listening to the BrisNet.com call-in show on HRRN. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrisNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BrisNet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BrisNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips, plus sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BrisNet.com/APR. The BrisNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BrisNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrisNet is the handicapper's edge.
Race to Twin Spires, where you can unlock a $25 risk-free bet. Just use the code HRRN25 when you sign up. And if your first bet doesn't win, Twin Spires will refund your account up to $25. Wagering on the app is fast with free pass performances, insider picks, and power plays every day you wager. Twin Spires. Download the app today to earn your $25 risk-free bet. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 18 or older, 21 and older where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The race is on at Sam Houston Race Park. Don't miss a minute of the action now through April with thoroughbred stakes racing every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's something different every weekend, including special events that are fun for the whole family. And of course, we're the place for live music and great drink specials every Friday, along with delicious dining and the best Sunday brunch around. So race in for all the excitement at Houston's best bet for fun and entertainment. Sam Houston Race Park. Visit SHRP.com for details.
Trainer Talk, presented by Fasig Tipton.
Please join me in welcoming Hall of Fame trainer Todd Fletcher.
Hall of Fame trainer Nick Zito on Trainer Talk. Welcome Hall of Famer Bob Baffert to the program. Hall of Fame trainer Shug McGahee, nice enough to spend some time with us. Hall of Fame trainer Bill Mott here on Trainer Talk. Dual Hall of Fame trainer Mark Cassie.
Trainer Talk, the biggest names in horse racing. Wednesdays, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Sirius 162, XM 207, and streaming live at horseracingradio.net. This is the BrisNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. Final segment on the BrisNet.com call-in show, 888-966-4776. Is the number to get in. James, we wrapped up Derby Future Pool number 5 last weekend, and it started off with some really strange wagering early on, but I think it kind of rounded itself out to make a little bit more sense. There was, over $250,000 bet in the pool, and Sierra Leone ended up being the favorite at odds of 7-1. Fierceness is back in people's good graces. He's the second choice at 9-1. It seemed like people were looking for ways to beat Fierceness and kind of forget about him after what was a dull effort for him in the Holy Bull, but way things have gone and knowing that the Bob Baffert horses are not going to be in and other horses that were expected to do well, maybe not doing well. And now all of a sudden fierceness back in the good graces and supposedly working well toward the Florida Derby.
Yeah. His like work with Tuscan Sky, who's coming off an allowance, went on the Risen Star undercard going to Stakes for Pletcher. It was on a lot. They shared it on social media like over the weekend, and it was an impressive work. You know, he had impressive work for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, but, you know, to me, it's just more questions than answers with fierceness. I wouldn't take less than 10-1 on him. And if you had bet Sierra Leone in pool four of the Derby future wager, he closed at 6-1, and you could have said, it really stunk for him to see him 7-1. But Timberlake also got bet. Obviously, he was like 12-1, I believe, third choice among the individuals. And then Dornick and, you know, and Forever Young was 12-1 as well. So, you know, I just think that, you know, I think, or, you know, we'll see what Fierceness. If Fierceness wins the Derby, he's going to be one of the favorites on Derby Day. You're looking at Forever Young in the UAE Derby, Timberlake in the Arkansas Derby, and Sierra Leone in the Bluegrass. And we're going to see all those horses run over the next 2 weeks or after this Saturday over the next 2 weeks.
I thought that the odds of 11-1 on the all other 3-year-olds category was short for this time of year. I mean, if you're betting 11-1, that's basically somebody that nobody's ever heard of or that certainly hasn't been running great yet is going to run first or second in one of these, you know, big prep races and then win the Derby. I mean, 11-1 seems too short. You could, you know, if you think that's going to happen, you're probably going to make more money just betting on that horse in either of these races. Is there somebody not in this in these top 39 that's out there that really you know makes your toes tingle?
No chance. Not unless they're like some maiden winner. I mean, you could get a horse in the UAE Derby that perhaps isn't on the radar. We saw 2 years ago, horse ran second. He came over. Nobody would have had him. But they went from 23 or 24 interests to 40 a couple – like this like I believe the second year of that. So at this point in time, yeah, all others – because there's a chance that all 20 horses in the field are, like you're talking about, are in this pool five listed as individuals. And, all other has no value whatsoever once we get to this point on the calendar, in my mind. We know who all the Derby horses are going to be for the most part.
I mean, I guess theoretically, they're also running the Fukuru Stakes at Nakayama Racecourse in Japan this weekend, which is the final leg on the Japan road to the Kentucky Derby. And I mean, I would guess that if somebody comes out and wins that race, they wouldn't be on this top 39 list. But the horse that's widely regarded as the best Japanese-based runner is the one you mentioned, Forever Young, and he's running a UAE Derby.
Right, and that's where, you know, three Japanese horses last couple years, but two of the three have come from the UAE Derby. The other one came from a minor track and, you know, ran second in the Santa Anita Derby to get in last year. So, we've had yet to have a horse, like, actually come through the Japan road to the – or European even do the same. They've all so far have come through the UAE Derby with the exception of last year with that horse that shipped over and ran in the Santa Anita Derby.
Okay, want to remind everybody, a huge day tomorrow here on HRRN, Betting with Bobby, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Not only going to be covering great action from Gulfstream and Fairgrounds and Oaklawn and Santa Anita and Aqueduct, but going to be interviewing Steve Asmussen. He's got just a boatload of horses in at both Oaklawn and Fairgrounds this weekend, including major players and basically all of the stakes. So we'll talk to Steve and see what's going on with some of his big-name runners. Tony Kahlo going to join the show tomorrow. He's the announcer this meet at Turfway Park, and they, of course, have their marquee day of the season on Saturday as well. Not only the Jeff Ruby Stakes, but the Bourbonette Oaks and the Kentucky Cup Classic, part of a multi-stake card. So we'll pick his brain and see if he can maybe help us out a little bit with what looks like very tough card to try to figure out on Saturday at Turfway Park. That is going to wrap up tonight's edition of the BrisNet.com call-in show. Really, thanks to all of our callers and listeners out there, and really helping us out, not only giving us opinions and handicapping info for the upcoming weekend, but kind of filling us in on what the heck is going on out in California with their racing plans for the rest of the year. For our producer, Lee Delapina, my co-host, James Scully, I'm Bobby Newman. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on HRRN.